Rock 107 WIRX. It's Brock. It's Hunter. Morning. 8:15. Today, sunny, gorgeous, high of 68. Tonight, clear, low of 48. Friday.
Glorious day.
Glorious. Friday, mostly sunny, warmer, high of 75. Saturday, mostly sunny, high of 71.
I'll take it.
I will take it.
This is WTF of the Day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
I don't even know where to start with this story. It's just weird.
Yeah,
it's a weird, weird story. One? Yeah. A 33-year-old guy named James Kramer bought an erotic whip.
Huh.
For $30 from an adult store in Longmont, Colorado last week. The specific one he bought is the British fantasy series Metal Beaded Flogger.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, if you're a connoisseur of those kind of things. But the whip never got to do its intended flogging duty because later that day, James went back to the adult store and got into an argument with the employees and even tried to attack them.
With the whip?
With the whip. Not sure why he's upset. I don't know. Man, it's weird.
You gave me last year's version. I want the new one.
This is the old one. Right. This is the fall version. He wound up jamming the whip into the breaker box to try and kill the power, but he actually went after the neighbor's box, so it took out the power at the O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh.
What kind of strip mall has an erotic store and an O'Reilly's?
O'Reilly right next to it. I'd work at that O'Reilly's.
He was, yeah.
You know? Lunch break.
Yeah, you know, you go spend some money. He was arrested for felony menacing and misdemeanor criminal mischief and criminal tampering.
What's this dude look like?
It won't bring up, but he looks a little weird.
That's the whip, huh?
That's the whip right there.
You know, I never really understood that. Never really got it.
I wouldn't want to get whipped.
No.
I mean, you do you. I don't care. I don't judge, but that's just not for me.
What's that? That's what gets you off, huh? You tied down to a bed and
getting flogged.
Just getting the hell beat out of you.
Good Lord. But
thank you.
If you do need to jam a breaker box, though, apparently this whip works great.